This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day to you. It's Monday, January 9th. Happy birthday to my sister, Linda. Anybody else having a birthday today that you know of, Jay? Happy birthday to anybody.
I feel like today is somebody's birthday, a childhood friend long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seems familiar, but now I can't pinpoint who.
Oh, okay.
yesterday was my cousin's birthday.
Ah-ha.
Monday.
Elvis's birthday as well. All right, where's the Elvis music when we need Elvis? Elvis always fixes whatever problems going on in your life. If you listen to an Elvis tune, you're always better off. Here's a hunk a hunk of burning love. Crank this up there, James. I love about the Elvis song. And they wind up. Wind it up, Elvis. Alright. The boss was Bruce Springsteen. Elvis.
I feel like Elvis was very deserving of that title.
Yes, right, right. The king. See, there were two kings. The king of rock and roll was Elvis. The king of pop was Michael Jackson.
Michael. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. So we use that, speaking of pops, into the situation with that teacher who was popped, in a manner of speaking, by that six-year-old child. He apparently is improving. Her condition has improved somewhat, according to authorities. But the teacher, Abby Swerner, has suffered life-threatening injuries after she was shot with a handgun at her elementary school in Newport News, Virginia, by a six-year-old. I do not believe the six-year-old has been identified, nor should he
be identified.
No,
yeah, yeah,
he won't
be.
Right,
mm-hmm.
It won't be identified. But what do you say about this? What is there to be said? This school has 550 students. Who knows what other mayhem? I don't know how it ended. Did somebody grab the gun from the six-year-old? Did he drop the gun after he shot the teacher? He was upset with the teacher for whatever the reason.
Some level of an altercation with the teacher. The teacher was the victim. The teacher was the sole victim.
Yeah.
But clearly something else had happened before for this child to have brought the gun in the first place. It's almost like this child already came in with the intent of what was going to happen that day.
And where are the parents? What's the story? Apparently, he doesn't live with his parents. I think he lives with a grandparent. Didn't I see that somewhere in here? But he can't be tried by the courts as an adult. There's so many questions. Questions will be the same. They'll be asked over and over and over again. So the point of the conversation at this point is, what do you do with a six-year-old, and how is the teacher? The teacher is alive, just barely, apparently, and this child is in jail. And so there's nothing about this that was an accident. Absolutely, completely, 100% deliberate from any and all observers of this. So this at 6 years old, how does a child at six become so screwed up that he or she would want to, and how do they, get a hold of a gun or a weapon to go after a teacher? 6 years old,
mm-hmm.
Barely big enough to stand up over the size of the desk. And how does he get the gun into school as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where apparently there were metal detection facilities. Students are checked at random, though not every child is always inspected.
Man. Okay, congressional gridlock. I thought Jennifer was going to stay with us for a little while longer. I wanted to get her take. I refer to them as far right wing Republicans. A lot of people refer to them in different. They think they're wonderful and they've saved the day. And Trump's taking credit for McCarthy getting in. So therefore, Trump needs to take credit for the mayhem, the gridlock that's coming out of all of this, the brinksmanship, if that's what you want to call it, whatever it is. It certainly wasn't routine by any stretch of the imagination. And it continues to be this group of 20 or so who stir the pot, who are followers of Trump, and all they want, they're like children. They want their own way, and if they don't get their own way, they're going to create mayhem that doesn't serve the constituents that voted them in. It doesn't serve the country in the main. What are the what about the economics of having to pass legislation to keep the government open? Is that going to be done in time? I forget what the deadline is. It seems to me it's the 10th, but I don't know. I don't remember it for sure. So 4 days of this, the anger that some people have because McCarthy went along with certain spending bills, and they say that was the reason for it. There's no reason. There's no excuse with gentlemen and ladies. There's no excuse for this. There,
no, especially these people, the potential physical altercation that almost happened.
Right.
A representative needing to be restrained.
Yeah.
For going after another representative. That's just
in his own party.
No place for that.
Yeah. No place for it at all. So anyway, now McCarthy is the highest ranking Republican in the nation.
Third
the second in line presidency. Yeah. He doesn't show me anything.
Second in line. Yeah. After the vice president.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That's it. He's really third in line after the vice president. You are correct. So how much of this was deliberate? How much of it was staged? How much of this was for your benefit, as it well
is? Was he a stage? Kind of like a show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine there being a reality show that's totally political? Like Real Housewives of wherever. It's
Real Housewives of
Real
Washington?
Politicians of D.C.
Yeah. They're big. Yeah. What a bunch of phonies, man. The Democrats are as bad as the Republicans. All right, speaking of Democrats, Joe Biden's down on the border. A lot of noise. Some of it is political. Some of it is from Mexicans. Some of it is the Mexican government. So the news media is happy to make a deal out of his busy day. Oh, the president had such a busy day. Hey, that's what he's supposed to be doing, is having busy days. Oh, it was a Sunday. So what? You don't think immigrants, illegals, are going to come across the border on Sunday?
Well, also, why did it take so long to get him down to the border?
Because he is not in charge, and the people who are really in charge are not eager to see this thing curtailed, because it's good for the Democrats to have lots of people who come into the country. Many of them vote illegally. Why do you think there's so much stress and strain over the voting rights bills and who can go? And they lay it on blacks who are not well educated, and they say, well, they don't trust the system, blah, blah, blah. That's not the real issue. That's not the real problem. The real problem are with these people that come into this country, and it's not even from Mexico now. It's Guatemala. It's all the Central American, El Salvador, all those countries down there. And then there's a ton of Brazilians, but most of the Brazilians come into this country legally. There's 5,000-6,000 of them live here in Framingham, my hometown. Largest population of Brazilians outside of Brazil, and in one place. And they are really active as far as their own. I was talking to a contractor the other day who is Brazilian. He's got all Brazilian workers. And I said, okay, we'll use you as long as I know that they're all legal. That's it. The bottom line is they got to be legal. Speaking of Brazil, did you see this? The Brazilians that stormed the National Congress?
Yeah.
Because of...
They had their own January 6th.
They do. I wondered if that... You know, I was thinking that, to put it in that context, because it seems like they learned something, not necessarily something good, from what went on here in America. And for those of you who don't know, this guy Bolsonaro was living in Florida, I think, wasn't he? He wasn't even there, if memory serves me correctly. Where this guy, I'm pretty sure he lived in Florida, was in Florida at the time, anyway. And so here we have the ex-Brazilian president, who was very conservative, seeking a second term in the Brazilian general election, which took place last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is something they've been fighting about this since last year. There's tons of video that has surfaced showing this mob that we're talking about running over the barriers, storming past police officers to break in. It's like a replay of January 6th.
Mm-hmm. However,
same stuff.
All the buildings that were stormed were apparently empty prior to the break-ins.
Mm-hmm. So they knew that they were coming, in a manner of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They got the, they had the word. I guess this is important.
And again, these were not protesters. These were rioters.
These are people who are bent on a lot of the January 6th people were just there to protest. They weren't there to riot.
Mm-hmm.
The rioters have
people
all went.
People who went to riot went solely to riot. They didn't.
Yeah.
It was not protesting turned into rioters.
Right.
Two totally different people. Rioters go without peace of mind, without any intention of fixing, quote unquote, fixing anything. Protesters.
Fixing. Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, the other thing that people have been focused on for the last 3 or 4 days is the status of Damar Hamlin, who has done a remarkable job kind of a recovery given what he was up against here, thanking his fans for the support and well-wishers. He had that cardiac arrest during last Monday night's game. He's 24 years old, had to be resuscitated on the field. We all kind of know that. He said, I'm thankful for everyone who has reached out and prayed for me. This will make me stronger on the road to recovery. Please keep praying.
Mm-hmm.
And so the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, said players and coaches across all the teams would wear Love for Damar 3 T-shirts during warm-ups and games and stuff. Mm-hmm. So what are they covering up here? There's a cover-up going on. There is.
Why did you say that?
Because I don't think we know the real reason. They know why the heart failure took place, and they're not talking about it. The NFL doesn't want to talk about it. And so in my mind...
That poor timely... Not that the hit was poorly timed, but the where the heart... I forget what it's called now. Dr. Jack mentioned it briefly.
I think that there's... Well, there's more to it, and I haven't got time to talk about it much here. But I think this thing smells of something other than what we're being told. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in-store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. This portion of the program usually, and we'll right now, talk about or concern ourselves with some things happening in social media. I have found something that troubles me, and therefore I want to pass it along to you to see what your reaction may be. So comments on the following story on our social media, Facebook and Instagram, it's Good Day Radio Show. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. The story of a professor in a college who lost her job over the weekend. We'll tell you why after this. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayments.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVIDpayment. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
All right,
so Jay, this is the story of Professor Erica Prater, P-R-A-T-E-R, at Hamline University in St. Paul, Minnesota. She knew that there were a lot of Muslims who have deeply held religious beliefs that prohibit depictions of the Prophet Muhammad. So last semester for an art history class, she took precautions before she showed a painting of Islam's father. You know, a lot of these paintings of Jesus that show him as a white guy with long hair. It's nonsense, but some of the pictures of Muhammad, he would look very much like Jesus did because he's a Semite from the Middle East, the dark skin, big nosed guys. That's what they look like. Anyway, this professor in her syllabus warned that images of holy figures, including Muhammad and Buddha, would be shown during the course. She asked students to contact her if they had any concerns. She prepped the students, telling them that the painting would be displayed in case anybody was in there and wanted to leave, anybody who was practicing Muslim. Mm-hmm. Then she showed the image. And because of that, she was fired. So,
because she showed the image or because she learned ahead of time?
No, because she showed the image. This is a private school, much like the one that I went to, about 1,800 students. They thought that the people that were running the school thought this would be a runaway fire, and so they fired her. But instead, what it's done is caused them much more of a problem because of what we call academic liberty. Academics are supposed to have it. How do you teach somebody critical thinking if you can't expose them to different ideas, whether they like them or they don't like them? This is going on not just in places like this university, but all over the country. People are being shouted down.
And this is a class about Islamic art.
Yeah, hello, duh. This is ridiculous.
Does the school not know what the class was itself?
Well, I think the people that run the school are afraid of backlash. Most educators, whether they be in private colleges, public universities, the public school system, they're all cowards. They're all worried about their job. They're much more worried about themselves than they are the students, for the most part. That's what I find. And the connections that I have to people who are in academia, they don't get it. They're more interested in making sure that nobody is offended, and you don't ever learn if you don't offend somebody. It's just the way it is. So this woman, I hope she gets a job somewhere else, but that's pretty much an outrage in and of itself. 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Critics are calling it a show as President Biden visits the U.S.-Mexico border after his administration has allowed roughly 5 million illegal immigrants into the United States under his watch.
Biden, who on Sunday made his first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. During his visit to El Paso to assess enforcement operations, Abbott said he hand-delivered a letter to the president in which he criticized the administration's border policies. He called the visit $20 billion too late and 2 years too late. I'm Dave Collins.
Thousands of protesters behind Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, stormed the presidential palace, Congress, and the Supreme Court in the capital Sunday, many calling for military intervention to remove the current president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who took office last week. Riot police forced the intruders back into the streets later in the evening. Police say roughly 300 people were arrested. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Ballad.
But I Elvis. Can't help falling in love with you.
All right, I can. She's swooning you, Jay.
I am, and I'm also replaying the Matthew Perry, Selma Hayek, Fool's Rush In movie in my head. Have you seen that one? It is
yes.
So dang cute.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Well, Elvis was, if he had been still alive, would have been 77 yesterday. 87. Did I say 80? 88. Got to do my math right. 88. Born on the 8th of January, 1935. He passed away in August of 1977. We all know
he was that young.
He's 42.
I know I was already gone. I wasn't alive yet when he was already gone, but just hearing about him and learning about him and everything, he always just seemed so much older when he passed, and didn't, he was only in his 40s.
Right.
It's just
and Colonel Parker had controlled his life for 20 years. If you see the movie that's out now called Elvis with Tom Hanks and you know the fellow's name, I can remember Aaron. What's the fellow who played Elvis? He did a very good job.
Butler,
yeah. Very good. Very, very good job.
Austin Butler. Mm-hmm.
Yep, Austin Butler. Very good. Elvis, over the course of his career, recorded 429 hits. Imagine that, right? He was in 32 movies. He had one daughter. He only was married for 6 years. Very interesting that he was only married to Priscilla for 6 years, and yet she was probably, without doubt, other than his mother, mm-hmm. the most influential person in his life.
Oh, yeah.
And today...
They picked up a great friendship, even with
yes.
the relationship.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of the story of The Rock with his first wife, who was his manager, mm-hmm. and how much she... What was her name? Danny Garcia, I think, if I remember correctly. He's married to somebody else now. He's got a couple of children with him. But the same sort of story is with Elvis. He really was... He rocked, and I'm not trying to make a pun out of it, the music world, all the... number one or top 10 songs he had, like the one that we just played, mm-hmm. She's Not You, You're the Devil in Disguise.
And wasn't he drafted? Didn't he serve after he had
2 years.
Started gaining fame?
Yep, he was famous. He was the most famous person, private Elvis Presley. He could have gotten out of it, but he didn't want to. He didn't think that was the right thing to do. So he served with everybody else. And while he was in the service, Colonel Parker released songs like he was still here, like the hits kept coming mm-hmm. that they'd recorded before he went into the service, which is kind of an amazing thing in and of itself. I love The Wonder of You and Suspicion, Viva Las Vegas, Are You Lonesome Tonight? That's another great ballad.
Jailhouse
from
Rock.
Some of his movies, right, like Jailhouse Rock. Loving You is a movie made right after he got out of the service. Love Me Tender, all of those. He did the G.I. Blues, actually, I think. That was done. That was the first movie he did after he got out. That was right. That's right. I'm trying to remember all of these things. But the history, the music, what he stood for, certainly is worth a moment or two or three of our time. And so even though yesterday was his birthday, I figured we ought to spend a couple of minutes on Elvis Aaron Presley. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's some good news. Healthcare workers in Michigan, this is a lottery story, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So there's 78 of them that collectively won $1 million in Powerball last week, $12,800 for each member. The group of doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers from Traverse City been playing the lottery through their Heroes to Zeros Lottery Club. 65 members who play all the time. Anyone can throw in money whenever they choose. And so this guy who was the doctor that bought the ticket, Bernard Bossett, he bought it at a CVS store. And so now they had the $1 million prize. And they got the money, and they'll live happily ever. What do you do with $12,800? It's a down payment on a car, maybe, or something like that. But still,
on a nice vacation,
kind of cool.
Or pay off utilities.
I just think it's a cool message. Not anything
it
else
is,
about
yeah.
sharing. Yeah. Speaking of the lottery, look at this jackpot: $1.1 billion. The Friday drawing yielded no big winner. So it might be time for you to get a ticket. I bought three of them last night on my way back to the farm. And so $1.1 billion, what does that mean? They end up with about half that, I think, when they're all done. But this is the third largest. These jackpots keep more frequently getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Do you think that's
more people keep playing, and it'll be interesting to see how many more people buy a ticket if it even raises again before the drawing. I think, what is it, the cash-out option as it is now is about $568 million.
Yep.
So that's still nothing to sneeze at. That's amazing.
Your odds of winning, 1 in 302 million. And so, okay, in Friday's drawing, mm-hmm. there were 4.4 million people who took home something, $2 to $1 million. Five of the tickets earned $1 million. I think we had that list on. No, I wouldn't have had it because drawing wasn't until Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets sold in New York, Florida, Maryland, and New Jersey won the $1 million. So the $1 billion mark, though, certainly gets a lot of attention from the news media. That gets people to go out and buy tickets. They want to be just like the guy who in July won that Mega Millions jackpot. He was from Des Plaines, Illinois, just north of Chicago. And so there you go, boys and girls. Exciting. Good for the dream quotient. That's what I do. I buy tickets and I just think, okay, how many people can I help with this? What do we do with the money?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way just to kind of
plan the cash out option or the annual.
Yeah, however you want to do it. Still, it's nothing. It's this kind of does nothing to sneeze at, if you'll pardon the pun. All right, here's the. I love this story. The Nazi treasure map with the location of looted World War II jewels. The map that may hold the location to this treasure, now viewed by the public. The National Archives, I don't know where the... Where's Jay? What have we got going on here, James? What are we doing? What happened?
Is that Harrison Ford?
Okay. So we have, that's a miscue. But anyway, that was a slice from the movie, one of the Indiana Jones movies, where Harrison Ford is out looking in the balcony down in the castle of the Nazis, and he says, Nazis! Well, you heard him just say that. I hate those guys. Anyway, so the National Archives of the Netherlands released a map as part of the archives' Open Access Day. 1,300 pages of World War II documents were published. Among the documents is this treasure map. Where's what's his face? The National Treasures. Where were those? What were there? Three of those movies, weren't there? National Treasure. What was it called?
With Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. Well, there's National Treasure. It was called, right?
That sounds familiar. Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
National
Treasure. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so this is a very specific map, apparently.
Yeah, Jay. We need to send him to the Netherlands. Get him.
Yes, we do. Yep. Right. So there are a number of documents that appear to point to the treasure. It's hidden somewhere in the Gelderland province of the Netherlands. All right. Nazis. I hate those guys. Yeah. Today is National Clean Your Desk Day. How many people every once in a while clear off your desk? This is an annual event. Second Monday of January every year. The fact is, you should clean it off.
Clean it up.
Mm, right?
Dust it. Sterilize it.
Bad hygiene. It's worse than the average toilet seat.
Isn't that gross when you really think about it?
How often are we
wiping down our workspaces?
Mm-hmm.
Probably
I look at my,
enough, especially if it's a in a public place, not a public place, but you go into an office or something.
Right. Yeah. The fact that there's so much dirt around and you're breathing it, you know, most of the dirt and things that collect are, what most people don't know is that it's, most of the dust is actually skin. Dust is created by the skin that your body is throwing off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what most dust is, in case you didn't know it. And so, as you throw that off, you're going, you know, what's in your skin? What kind of gookamonga is in your skin and other people's skin? And you're breathing it, you're touching it.
It is so gross. And I know this is kind of off topic, but it's on topic. Walk with me on this one. Have you ever been to somebody's house and they're like, do you want some ice in your drink? And then they use their bare hand to grab ice and they put it in your cup. It is the nastiest thing. There are particles of your skin, dead skin, that is now off in that ice. And they're expecting you to drink it. It is so gross.
Yum! All right, so clean off your desk. You know, we missed last week. It was the end of the 12 days of Christmas, and people taking down their Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
All the excitement with the Christmas season, now it's over.
Right, Friday was National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day.
Yep.
Which whoever decided that needs to back off and live their own life and stop playing with all it's due. I feel very hostile against that particular day.
I want to leave up my... Well, my grandson reminded me of the stories that his mother told him about me leaving the... And we were talking about this in the car the other day. I don't remember what the reference was, but Miles says, yeah, and Gramps kept his tree until February, until Valentine's Day. And then Megan remembered that one year I kept it up until Easter. because it wasn't around too many. But when I cleaned it up, it was the most impossible mess. It was all dried like you wouldn't believe. And at that time, the house, I had wide boards and there were cracks between the boards.
Mm-hmm.
So all those pine needles go down into.
Oh, so it was a real tree you had left up that long.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right,
that's
exactly.
That's just really impressive.
Yeah, well, thank you. So anyway, this is an important part of the Christmas festivities, that is taking down the tree. If you haven't really taken it down, now it's probably a safety hazard, and you don't want the government coming and knocking on your door. Sir, you haven't taken down your Christmas tree? You're under arrest. Right? You see that because
tree
we have so
safety
much
patrol.
Damn, yeah, government. And also, we missed National Trivia Day. National Trivia Day, I used to do a Boston radio program every night for an hour and a half of trivia based on a lot of the popular game shows that were either on TV or on the radio. And it was so much fun because people love trivia. Trivial Pursuit. I was looking at what the things that Miles got. How many of you gave games to your children, your grandchildren for Christmas? And among them, did they include trivia contests, trivia books. There's all kinds of stuff. They've been around for a long, long time. So here's a question. You ready, Jay, for this one? Maybe. No, let's ask James. James.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
Howdy. Yeah.
Okay. On April 10th, 2019, astronomers announced that they had captured an image of what? In space.
It was water on Mars, wasn't it? Well, darn.
No, it was a black hole.
Ooh.
All right. So, you see, I was thinking of making this a component of the morning program.
We should.
At some point.
110%.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, right, exactly. Trade on trivia. I used to have, well, never mind. I can tell you another story, but thankfully it's 48 past the hour and I don't have to tell that story.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry?
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome to Earther Rock from the Sun.
Walks in the Smokies, one hip at a time, like a broken field runner, slipping through the line.
All right, I'm lost already. Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments on the Good Day program. This is from the Third Rock from the Sun, the TV show with John Lithgow. Is that what this is? Okay.
Yeah, it premiered this day in TV history, January 9th, 1996, ran to 2001. Great John Lithgow was the star of that sitcom. Very quirky sitcom, but also Joseph Gordon-Levitt was on that show and really became a name. And he's had a really good career, still going strong in movies and streaming stuff as we speak. He's really good. I like him. I'm a fan.
All right, let's get right to the box office totals for the weekend. Okay. You were touting Megan on Friday. It looked like a horror.
It did well, and it did very well. Avatar Way of Water, number one again, $45 million, $516 million domestically, $1.7 billion worldwide. Megan came in second. Really good marketing campaign here by Blumhouse. The TikTok and social media, it attracted a lot of young moviegoers. PG-13 horror film, $30 million opening, that on a $12 million budget, already greenlit a sequel, and had an R-rated version in the can that they could put out also.
Horrible. I think it's crap and it shouldn't even be produced.
Now here's the thing. Okay, first two movies, good story, right? Yet I still read articles of theaters around the country going out of business. It's just so top heavy. What's successful? Puss in Boots, $13 million over the weekend, $87 million in 3 weeks. A solid, not stupendous number. A Man Called Otto with Tom Hanks, which will attract a more sophisticated type moviegoer. $4.2 million on 687 screens. It opens even wider this Friday.
Yeah. I want to see. That's the only thing that I have here that looks like it's worth our salt as far as time is concerned.
And then Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever, another 3.4, 445 million in 9 weeks of release. In some other box office news, The Whale came in seventh, 1.5. Despite the fact Brendan Fraser getting great notices, this film's done less than 10 million.
It's such a downer, though. It's such a downer.
It is a downer. No, it is a downer. But, you know, again, this time of year, usually the Oscar bait crowd, you know, shows up to the art house theaters. It's just not happening anymore.
No. All right, here is the director of Encanto, Jared Bush, teasing the story. What do you know about Encanto? It's about a madrigal singing family, I think, right? Do you know anything about this? I'm trying
to...
Colombian.
It's a Disney animated movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, all right, yeah. Jay...
That came out already, though.
It may have come out, but they're trying to...
There could be more family members and follow-up sequels in the franchise.
Okay, so what's the attraction?
I just watch R-rated horror movies, Doug. I don't know.
Yeah, I know that, right. So, Jay, what's the attraction to this movie, Encanto?
Well, other than, I mean, it's great music. Lin-Manuel Miranda, who did Hamilton and In the Heights, he wrote the music for this. And it is just about this family. This is one of those fairy tales and Disney films that there's no real antagonist.
Right, no bad guys.
It's just the family
stories.
Deals with hurdles and the way they come together. And it's a great film. I highly recommend.
So is it for what age group would you say?
All ages. Absolutely all ages can totally take away something from this. And Encanto 2 isn't officially in development, but it seems like the film's creatives are working in a follow-up.
Yeah. Maybe we should have a horror movie developed
I'll
around the...
Deal. I'll make you a deal, Doug. You go. You stand on line for Encanto 2. I'll stand on line for Megan 2.
No, I want to... Let's make a horror show about what happened in Washington over the last 5 days with the business of the Speaker of the House going around and around and around. That's a horror show, right?
It is. Is it?
Yeah, it is. A horror show.
Different type of horror show, but yeah.
Right. Exactly. All right. If you could have any movie... recreated, let's go back over the history of your 30 years on this program. What one movie that you and I have talked about over that time would you like to, that hasn't
well, it
been
happened
recreated?
Already, but it didn't happen the way I wanted. I mean, I wanted to see a remake of the Poseidon Adventure, but the way they did it, they kept the concept, but the characterization was completely different. We're never going to see another Poseidon Adventure remake because that's not the type of film. It's a good question, though. That is a really... I mean, maybe The Great Escape. I it's one of my all-time favorite films. I think
that's
that would be done really well as a remake. Probably not as good, but the concept is there.
I think I would like to see The Magnificent Seven done again, just so I can hear the music.
I thought the remake of that film was actually really good. Chris Pratt.
There was another one.
Really good movie.
Lee Van Cleef starred in one 4 or 5 years after the original one that was, you know, kind of a B movie, but it was the good guys and the bad guys. That's what we want, right? The good cowboy. Here we are at 59 after on Good Day.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means... always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.